So the big question is this: how do people like you and me, who didn't get an MBA from Harvard Business School, who came from a modest background, how do we present our intelligence, our skills, and our experience in a way that makes the top consulting firms hire us, yet still stay true to ourselves on the way? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Today I'll explain how you get the success you want. Because I thought that I can automatically get the success I want. My life's idea was, if I just push ahead real hard, then I will get what I want. Then somehow things will work out. And I thought that I can steer this. Sort of, I was thinking, or I was under the illusion that I could direct my life. Maybe you can steer your life, but you can't direct it. You can't be like the director of a movie who says, stop, that scene isn't good. Redo it in a different way. Yeah. I'll make an example here from my own life. I suffer from low self-confidence. As a child, I had very low self-confidence, and later on, I suffered from social anxiety, and it's funny that I still reached a lot of things, and people wouldn't attribute this to me, but on the inside, it definitely feels that way. So my mind has somehow come up with the solution that said, why don't you build something that is somehow automated, that runs without you, that where you, where it doesn't depend on you, because if you do it, it's just going to become a crunch and the end result isn't going to be that good. So why don't you build something that's automated and runs automatically and works? Now, the drawback of trying to do this is, you never really apply yourself to anything, and you, instead of just going ahead in normal fashion and doing something and trusting yourself that it will work out fine, I kept trying to build all these systems, and these systems were typically too complex, and there was too much of system and too little impact. And then after years and years of trying to do that, I had to figure out, boy, that's not getting me where I want to go. And my life is not running the way I want it to run. And at that point in time, I figured out, oh shit, I can't really direct my life. I can't all of a sudden tell myself, okay, now start trusting yourself. Now apply yourself more and just go out there and, I don't know, do consulting work as an independent consultant and do one project after the other without building a system. You can't do that. A man cannot know how he is. He can only observe himself. And I had to observe that my strategies aren't particularly good. So how do I now get to the success I want? How do I change myself when you can't really change yourself? And the answer really is, you need somebody else to tell you and force you to do it, because you need a coach, a teacher, a mentor, a board, an advisor. And very often the advice is going to be something that feels uncomfortable to you. But it's this part that actually addresses the things you don't know about yourself, because there is a lot of things about ourselves that we don't know ourselves. We think, or at least I thought, I can just push ahead real hard and success will come automatically. Yeah, there is this desire for success to come automatically. And it's one of the big fallacies of preparing for the case interview that there is this notion that there's this body of knowledge that you need to learn, and then you can go there and be successful automatically because you learned it, like in an exam. And for many people who have excelled academically, this is the default way of doing it. And then they fail in the interview and they wonder why this is. That's where you need somebody, when you need to listen to me, who's telling you, no, it's not. You don't need to learn anything new. You just need to go there and be yourself. I have to give this advice to myself as well. I don't need to build a perfect automated system that essentially can also run without me in order to be successful. That's a fallacy of my own mind. It's a childhood limiting belief. And I also need advisors, coaches, friends, my wife, to get me to say, no, you don't need to automate this. For example, we're building a software company now, and my partner in this, he just today said, Moritz, do you promise that you're not gonna make this an automated system? That you're not gonna make this huge thing that should then be the gigantic success? Do you promise you'll just go ahead and think who you're gonna call these people, have a meaningful conversation, and then we'll pick up one customer after the other? No automated big system, no billion-dollar unicorn, okay? Because otherwise, I am hanging up right now. And I listened to him, and I was like, I have to answer. And we're like, no, we need an automated system, and we need to have a funnel that works, and we need to show this to investors, and blah, 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 blah. And I bit my tongue and said, okay, I'll rather record this podcast today and listen to him. So it's about success now. To solve this, success comes from having somebody get you over the things that you don't know about yourself, like the things that are so natural to you but not helpful anymore, that they keep you from success. You need a sounding board, a mentor, a coach, a friend, a wife, whatever, a business partner. That's why teams are more successful, because other people see what you don't see about yourself. And they can correct this, because you cannot see yourself. You can maybe observe yourself a little bit, but you can't really know what you're like. So, and in the case interview now, success simply comes from stopping to try to acquire knowledge and changing your perspective on this. Learning that this is about being yourself. This is about understanding that it's the common sense and simple math interview. But also, it's about practicing your acting skills. That's going to make the big difference. That's like me stopping to build an automated system and rather going ahead and having one meaningful phone conversation after the other so that we get clients. And it's the same here. It's about you stopping to try to learn 100 frameworks and rather starting to think about what is my acting like? Am I relaxed in this? And if not, what am I going to do so that I am relaxed? Little hint, you can listen to this podcast or you can come to one of my courses, or there's 1,000 ways of doing this. you rock. You're amazing. You're great and amazing. And you've got this. You will get your dream job. All the thoughts you have around this, that it might not be this way, they are not the truth. They are just thoughts. If the thoughts wouldn't be there, you would be able to act differently and better. So stop thinking that there is a problem in this. You got this. You will go there. You will be yourself. You will get the job. That's it. It's that easy. All my students who are successful come back and say, Moritz, you were right. It was easy. So go ahead, you superstar.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Join my free Facebook group, Get a Job at McKinsey, BCG, Bain, to get a community of like-minded people. And if you want to go deeper, I host 2 free webinars, one on how to be invited to the interviews and one on how to actually be a superstar in the interview. You can find both of them at moritzgruber.net. That's moritzgruber.net. Moritzgruber.net. It's in the show notes anyway. See you tomorrow.